I've only had it a year and a half. I told you I'd return it. Okay. So long. Talk to you later. All right. All right. Bye. I'm a walking, yes indeed, and I'm a talking about you and me. Yeah, I'm a hoping you'd rotten dwindle sway.
Oh yeah.
Now I'm forming words with my tongue. Now I'm stumbling, but I'm okay now. Yep. Now I'm walking down the steps, cause it's easier than walking up the steps. Hey! Step five. Oh, that's a tough break for me.
Oh yeah.
Now I'm having a false heart attack, but I'm recovering.
Hey, yeah.
Now I'm seeing two coked out hotheads coming at me. Could be trouble. Oh, granny.
Hey, off the sidewalk.
Other side of the street, scum.
Now, come on.
It's a cop.
Wait a minute. If he's a cop, where's his gun? He's a fireman.
Got a wide swath, pussy.
All right, all right.
Thank you, asswipe. Christ, that's the biggest nut.
Don't say it.
Quite a hood ornament you got there, pal.
Here it comes. 3D coming at you.
I really admire your shoes.
What?
I love your shoes.
What do you mean?
And I was just thinking that as much as I really admire your shoes, and as much as I'd love to have a pair just like them, I really wouldn't want to be in your shoes at this particular time and place.
Ow.
I don't really know karate.
I didn't think so.
Ow!
Oh, damn it! Get up! Son of a...
Get pissed, Rich!
I am pissed!
Okay.
Get up. Oh. 15 love.
Oh, my nose!
Okay, come on!
Blood.
Come on! Come on!
Oh,
okay, you want trouble? I need to get trouble.
Oh, it's blood.
Oh, oh.
And a crowd.
Okay, that's the way you want to play?
You broke my nose.
All right.
Ole. Oh.
Had enough yet?
Oh. Love. Surprise! 40 love. Are we having fun yet?
Hey!
Oh.
Service! Game! Let's play again sometime! Here's your racket.
Thanks. What's this stuff on it, Vitalis?
Oh, no, it's blood. Where's my tea?
Bernie! You want to tell me about it?
You're too young.
Hey, Grover. Hey, Grover. Grover. Grover, come here.
Shit. Damn it.
There better be a window open, Grover. I'm going to have you neutered. God. Don't go anywhere, Grover. I'm going around to the front of the house.
That if, God forbid, there were a fire, calling the fire department would actually be a wise thing to do. You can't have people as their houses are burning down saying, whatever you do, don't call the fire department. That would be bad. Please, get it cleaned up. Don't make me have to explain it.
No problem, Chief. We'll do it.
Hello? Hello?
I'm locked out of my house.
I can get you back in. Come on inside. I'll get some tools.
I don't have any clothes on.
You want a coat or anything?
No, I really like to stand naked in this bush in the freezing cold.
I'll get the tools.
Thanks.
What is it?
Somebody locked out of their house.
Oh. Need any help, Chief?
Looks pretty boring. I'll take care of it.
Roston, where is Roston?
Come on. Nobody had a coat?
I thought you said you didn't want a coat.
How would I not want a coat?
You said you didn't want a coat.
I was being ironic.
Irony. No, we don't get that here. See, people ski topless here while smoking dope, so irony is not really a high priority. We haven't had any irony here since about 83, when I was the only practitioner of it, and I stopped because I was tired of being stared at.
Oh, brother.
You really shouldn't leave your lights on like this when you're locked out. You waste a lot of electricity. You can hide over in that bush over there, and I won't see your nakedness. I notice you don't have any tattoos. I think that's a wise choice. I don't think Jackie Onassis would have gone as far if she'd had an anchor on her arm. Well, every job has a perfect tool.
Let's see.
This lock doesn't accept master charge. I'm going to have to try the old reliable. And when I say, old reliable, I'm lying because I've never tried this before. You may not want to watch this.
Okay. Careful.
God, I hate heights.
What are you doing up there? I'm freezing.
For God's sake, put something on.
Thanks. Hello?
There you go. I'm averting my eyes. Finally.
Oh, look what you got me into, Grover. Thanks. Do you want to come in?
I already did. I figured you must be starving,
so I made us some cheese and some vegetables, au naturel.
Maybe you'd like some wine with your nose. Cheese.
Wine will be fine. Do you have a straw?
No, I don't actually. Why?
No particular reason. Mm.
dirty trick. Well, who knows by any other name?
Would smell as sweet.
My name's T.D. Bales. I'm the fire chief. You can call me Charlie if you want.
My name's Roxanne. Thanks for helping me before.
I've been in this house before. I know the lady who owns it.
Did see if I liked her. She gave me a real good deal for the summer.
Oh, yeah. Nice and cheap, I'll bet.
Well, it's worth it. This house has a great spot for that.
I thought you'd never ask.
I didn't.
What is it? The mummy. Oh. It's a telescope. It's beautiful. You must know about M31.
Yeah.
Now, see, I like it when they give astronomical objects names, you know, like Andromeda and Saturn and Sea of Tranquility. This whole numbering thing, it's just too boring for us civilians.
Do you know how many objects are up there?
Well, I know it's over 50.
I think they've done pretty well considering how many things we have to name. How about Muon? Gluon. Quark. You know what a quark is?
I used to. I just forgot right now.
Oh, well, we don't know everything, do we? Sit down. I'll show you. No one's actually ever seen a quark, but we know they exist. There's at least 6 different types. It's up, down, strange, charmed, bottom and top. That's their flavor. The top and bottom quarks are the most common kinds, but only an unusually exotic collision can produce the strange and charmed quarks. Beautiful, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, yeah. These are astronomical objects, then.
No, subnuclear particles.
I thought so.
So, what are you looking for?
I can't tell you.
Why is that?
I can't. It's a secret.
Oh, I gotcha. I got a few secrets myself, some pretty important ones, too.
Well, actually, I have one pretty important... Well, actually, I have one lousy one. Well, actually, I don't have any secrets, Mom. Right. It's just so depressing.
Did you say your name was Roxanne?
Yeah.
It's unusual. It's, pretty. There's a name for a galaxy.
Sorry, didn't mean to wax rhapsodic. I should go. It's late and I've got a lot of important things to do.
Okay. Well, wish me luck.
On?
Just luck. Now I don't believe in luck. Wish for something to happen.
I know what you mean.
Bye.
So long.
Are you okay?
Oh, I'm fine. So long.
Roxanne. It's a party town, Maestro. You'll love it. Governor Simona.
What?
Weren't you playmate of the month, June 85? Come on.
No.
Oh, that's really funny, because I thought I recognized your inner diameter slope.
Well, what's that?
Well, that's the part of the back of your leg that curves into your inner thigh. Works every time, Maestro. I'm calling you Maestro because that's what I think you are with the chicks, am I right? Huh?
All right, man, come on, let's go. I think it's that one.
Gotcha.
All right, man, you ready?
Okay.
Right! What?
What's going on here?
It's raining. I want something that says action with style. Kind of a GQ firefighter.
Guys, this is Chris. Our new pro, a real firefighter.
Welcome aboard, Chris. I'm Mayor Deeds. We didn't expect you till Monday.
Yeah, I thought I'd come in early and get a good start. He's a maniac with the chicks, too.
Dean, Trent, my personal tailor, Sam.
Come on, Chris, I'll show you room.
What do you think? Cups or no cups?
I think you better get out of that hose.
Come on, Chris. Oh, right up here. Oh, it's on fire.
Getting my telescope up those stairs.
I'll ask D.D. to do it if I can tear him away from his encyclopedias.
He reads encyclopedias?
He is an encyclopedia.
He's funny.
Oh, he's great.
Yeah, he's my god brother.
His uniform, it really works. That's why I'm a volunteer.
I can tell.
Hey, Carol.
Hey, what about your boyfriend? What's his name?
Richard.
When's he coming?
He's not. Not coming.
What happened?
We just ran out of gas. I guess I mistook sex for love.
Oh, I did that once. It was great. Sandy's a very deep person.
Oh, my God, who is that? She could certainly make my night.
Who is she?
Oh, God.
Sandy. Sandy. Who's that?
That's Roxanne. She studies astronomy or astrology or something.
Makes a difference.
Look. Someone is checking you out.
Now he could cheer you up.
If I was you, I'd do something about that. Maybe later. Maybe not.
You are playing it beautifully.
You don't mind if I give it a shot, do you?
You go right ahead.
Thanks, Maestro.
Hi.
Hi.
You know, I'd like to invite you to a Nelson tradition of hot tubbing.
Pardon me?
It's a tradition we have here to consume some mulled wine and enjoy some outdoor hot tubbing.
Tradition? You mean when the settlers came here 100 years ago, they started hot tubbing?
What? Oh, yeah. You are feisty. I like that. I do.
You've got an ego the size of Brazil. I'm sorry. I just have to stop talking right now.
Okay, well, that's okay. That's okay. No problem. Tell you what. I'll be right over there, okay? And you just start thinking about it, and if you change your mind, just come on over. But I think you might.
Well, if I do change my mind, you'll know, because my breasts will be heaving and moist with perspiration.
So long, Foxy.
So long.
Later.
He only gives us enough money for one drink.
This is what it's going to be like being single.
Oh, he's got a great ass.
Too bad it's on his shoulders.
Oh, he's cute.
He's a flirt.
I have nothing against cute. I just wish I could meet someone with half a brain this time.
Good luck.
Yeah. Up there before school, and he just won't come down.
All right. I'll see what I can do.
Thanks.
Hey, Dean, it's Bales, B-A-L-E-S.
Right, Bales,
yeah. Well, I hope so.
I know that. Isn't she?
Well, he's not moving or anything, but he did it once before, but, I mean, he's never stayed up there this long.
It's going to be all right, honey.
You think so?
He'll be okay.
Hey, what's the trouble, Peter? Come on, what's the matter?
They call me Porky at school.
Why do they have to do that? God damn it. I shouldn't say that in front of you. Did you talk to your mother about it?
Once I tried, but she said I had to clean up my plate first.
Now, see? That's good. You're way better than these guys who make fun of you. You're smart and you're funny. You can make things up.
I did make it up. It's true.
Oh.
bastards. Oh, I shouldn't say that in front of you. Do I have to get down now?
No. No. Let's just stay up here for a while.
That's our new computer.
Yeah.
We could pinpoint any fire in town with that.
I can see that.
It's perfect for us because, you know, we're the fire department.
Yeah, well, that is perfect.
Hi, I'm Andy.
Yeah, good to meet you.
How are you?
Fine, fine.
Well, I just wanted to welcome you.
Okay, thanks a lot.
So, okay. Hey, there is one thing.
Yeah?
Have you met the chief?
No.
Well, he's kind of funny looking. So I wouldn't mention it.
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I figured you wouldn't. But sometimes, you know, things kind of accidentally slip out. And then, you know...
Watch out on that stair.
Who designed these steps, the Marquis de Sade?
Hey! Come here! Oh.
Why is this thing so heavy? It's mostly air.
Yeah, and glass, so be careful.
You know, I have an aunt once who knitted one of these things. It was much lighter than this. This secret of yours relates to this thing, right?
Sort of, yeah. What are you doing? What are you doing, Charlie? Charlie, I can't hold this by my... Oh.
You don't have to tell me.
Charlie. Okay, I'll tell you.
All right. Start talking. Here we go.
Wait a second.
Up.
Give me a grip.
Got it.
I think I discovered a comet.
Yeah?
Yeah. No big deal, you know, there's lots of comets. See, I was working on this paper, on the Oort cloud.
The Oort cloud, yeah.
And I discovered a mathematical irregularity. What?
God, I haven't climbed this many steps since I went to see the Maharishi. Let's go. Go on.
Well, I think there's a series of 10 comets.
Yeah?
I'm watching around this corner. Come right here.
I got it.
Or actually the forerunner of a big comet, which is due back this summer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I see. So you're going to find it with this thing, then?
No, this is too small. My uncle's looking for it in the big scope in Arizona.
Oh, so I've carried this up here for nothing.
Not really. Can you put that counterbalance on that arm with the key?
So, what do you get if you're right?
Nothing. Well, I graduate, that's for sure. And I get to name it.
Well, that's pretty good. Sort of historical.
Yeah. Comet Kowalski.
Kowalski? Why? You've got a chance to give it a beautiful name.
That's my name.
It is? Roxanne Kowalski?
Yeah.
Oh. Sorry. So when do you find out about this thing?
July 14th, 2200 hours, 8 minutes, 31 seconds. Give or take 10 days.
That would really be something.
Yeah.
Oh, don't look now, but the Viking just came in. Don't look.
Oh, God, it's him.
All right.
Chris, come on over here. Shake hands with me. I'm the mayor. It'll make you look important.
He should be bronze.
Yeah. Everyone tells me you are fast, efficient, and brilliant. Brilliant.
With the ladies.
Take care of yourself. If anything happens to you, CG, you'll be all over my Kaczynski or Kaczynski or
congratulations on your victory.
Oh! No, sorry. He's going
to pass away a week before the election, but I am now. I'm the professor.
Get a hold of yourself. God.
Now or never. Do it, Roxanne.
Come on. Only one way to tell.
Yeah, what difference does it make?
Okay. When it comes out, I'll invite him to a Nelson tradition of clubbing, and I'll set him up with some mulled wine, and I'll bathe him a lot.
I'm shocked.
We're all shocked. I'm not shocked.
Come on. A little water, and then you're going to talk to her.
Oh, no.
Oh,
Hi.
Hi.
Remember me?
Trying to put it behind me. This your shop?
Yeah. It's my shop. Hallmark.
It's perfect.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's really you.
I appreciate that. Why don't you come in and check out the new freeze-dried animals? They're incredibly lifelike. Maybe next time, huh?
CD! Hola! It came to me last night in a flash.
Yeah, what is that?
The thing! The gimmick! The Nelson promotional cow! Whoa, we're talking to the chief!
You give her a name, Susie Esmeralda.
Saucy! You put her picture in the corner of our posters.
How you doing?
Drinking a beer. Teach her to drink a beer! These things work!
I think it's a fantastic idea.
Do you like it?
I do. I love it. I think it's great.
Great idea.
I think it's brilliant. What an idea.
And I was there. I saw it happen. He took the idea. He saw it ripe on the tree. He plucked it and he put it in his pocket. It's, dare I say, genius?
No,
but maybe, maybe it is. Maybe I'm in the presence of greatness. Maybe I just don't know it, but I saw it.
Hey, you meet CD yet?
The chief? No, not yet.
There's a little something you should know.
I know. He's got a big nose, right?
Man, whatever you do, don't stare.
Look, I'm not going to stare. Come on.
None of us would, but you get there and you feel yourself not staring.
Then you think it's obvious I'm not staring. So you look and you think, I'm staring. So you say, this is ridiculous, and you take a good look. And you think, I'm looking at a man who, when he washes his face, loses the bar of soap.
Thanks, guys. Okay.
Don't say we didn't warn you.
Do you think people go to, like, Sun Valley because they have a great fire department? No, work along with me. You've got to use promotion. That way the town grows, the fire department grows. We all grow with it.
But my point is you can't run a fire department with the 7 banana brothers. You need professionals.
This town could be another Aspen. Do you have any idea how much money they make there? CD,
as soon as this Oktoberfest promotion is over, we'll see about getting some of the funds back to you.
Ladies, drinks are on Chuck. Pure Beaver.
No. I start to have a drink. I have a drink. Then I start to relax. And then I start to have fun. And it's not something I really want to start at this point in my life. Third year dumb. I am. But, if you use a little tenderizer, I might cook up pretty good. Asshole.
Hey, where you going, big nose?
Pardon me? You heard me, big nose.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Well,
you really got me on that one, didn't you?
Oh, wait a second.
God, what a waste of an opportunity.
What?
Well, I mean, you've got someone standing in front of you with this, and all you can think up is big nose.
I suppose you could think of something better.
Yeah, I think I could think up something better. Come here.
It's dark. Whatever number you hit, that's how many I'll think up.
20.
2 out of 3. 2 out of 3.
Darts champion, Denver, 1987.
Come on, Charlie, you can do it.
All right, 20-something betters. Here goes. Start with obvious. Excuse me, is that your nose or did a bus park on your face? Meteorological. Everybody take cover, she's going to blow.
Fashionable. You know, you could de-emphasize your nose if you wore something larger, like Wyoming.
Oh.
personal.
Well, here we are. Just the three of us.
Punctual. All right, Delman, your nose was on time, but you were 15 minutes late. Envious.
Oh, I wish I were you. Gosh, to be able to smell your own ear.
Naughty. Pardon me, sir. Some of the ladies have asked if you wouldn't mind putting that thing away.
Philosophical.
You know, it's not the size of a nose that's important. It's what's in it that matters. Humorous.
Laugh and the world laughs with you.
Sneeze and it's goodbye, Seattle.
Commercial.
Ah, I'm Earl Shive and I can paint that nose for $39.95.
Polite. Would you mind not bobbing your head? The orchestra keeps changing tempo.
Melodic, everybody.
He's got the whole world in his nose.
Sympathetic.
Oh, what happened? Did your parents lose a bet with God?
Complimentary. You must love the little birdies to give them this to perch on. Scientific.
Say, does that thing there influence the tides?
Obscure.
I'd hate to see the grindstone.
Well, think about it.
Inquiry. When you stop and smell the flowers, are they afraid?
French.
Say, the pigs have refused to find any more truffles until you leave.
Pornographic.
Finally, a man who can satisfy two women at once.
How many is that?
14, Chief.
Religious.
The Lord giveth, and he just kept on giving, didn't he?
Disgusting.
Say, who mows your nose hair?
16.
Paranoid. Keep that guy away from my cocaine.
17.
Aromatic. It must be wonderful to wake up in the morning and smell the coffee in Brazil.
18.
Appreciative.
Ooh, how original. Most people just have their teeth capped.
19.
All right.
One more.
You can do it, Sadie. One more. You can do it.
Come on, Sadie.
All right. Dirty. Your name wouldn't be Dick, would it?
You smart-ass son of a bitch. You flat-faced, flat-nosed, flathead.
Hey! Ow.
Has he fallen yet?
How you doing?
Hey.
Did that copy of Being in Nothingness by Jean
Paul Sartre? Yes, it did. I got it right here.
Great.
It's all paid for.
Great, okay. Thanks a lot.
De rien? Il n'y a pas de quoi?
All right, okay.
It ain't nothing, bro.
Therefore, my body is a conscious structure of my consciousness.
Yeah. Thanks, Chris. I was too embarrassed to go in there and ask for it myself.
It's a little light reading, huh, Andy?
Hey, you know, I got 9,000 for my house this summer.
Which one of the five?
The one down on Rush Street.
Well, that's the one Roxanne's in. You're soaking her for $9,000.
I am not. You like her, don't you?
What's not to like?
Why don't you ask her out?
No. Couldn't possibly fit her in. I've got a 3:00, I've got a 5:00, and the women are just lined up, mostly because of the old saying.
Oh, yeah? What old saying?
The old saying about a man's nose. You know, relating to the size of him.
Of his what?
Come on, everybody knows this.
Come on.
Hey, Sophie?
Yeah?
You know the old saying about a man's nose?
Oh, you mean how the size of a man's nose relates to the size of his... Oh, my God!
I love doing that to them.
Oh, your cheese.
Oh, thank you.
And pick. Thanks, Bernie.
Welcome.
So, why don't you ask her out?
You know, sometimes I walk around this town at night and I see couples walking along, holding hands, and I look at them and I think, hey, why not me? and then I catch my shadow on the wall.
Why don't you just get that nose job?
I did.
Charlie.
No, it's the word, rhinoplasty. I mean, it's so unpleasant. It ranks right up there with hemorrhoid. Those are just two words you really don't want to get involved in.
What about a little cosmetics? You know, some shading along the sides and down the slope, a little bit on the end?
No.
It really helps?
No, it's not me. I can't wear makeup.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. You should have stayed last night.
Oh, sorry I pooped out on you.
And you were great.
I was okay.
We were impressed.
You were terrific.
Especially Roxanne. She went on and on about you.
She did?
Mm-hmm. Huh. And I think she's fallen in love, but she doesn't know it yet. See ya.
See ya.
What does she mean she thinks she's fallen in love?
Hmm? It has been known to happen.
CD, this is Chris McConnell.
Hey, it's a real pleasure meeting you. Sorry we've been missing each other. You all right? I know you've met the guys. How's your room? It's hypnotic, isn't it? It's huge. It's enormous. It's gigantic. And they said it was big, but I didn't expect it to be big. Want to shoot some pool?
Huh?
Come on, rack them up and play a game. Let's go.
Aren't you going to kill me? The guy said that...
Well, ordinarily, yeah, but not today.
Why not?
Because yesterday, she didn't. But today, she does. Huh?
Oh. Finally got a sense of humor about your nose, huh? Oh.
Okay, turn on the hose. All right, now the secret to moving a hose is in the rhythm. To the left. One, and two, and three. To the right. One, and two, and three. Now forward. One, and two, and three. Now back. Back. One, and two, and three. I can't stand this.
Okay, now what's our signal for charging the hose? Remember, like Big Bird. That's right, boys. Big Bird, just like us. That's right. Let's go.
Oh, there he is.
Back up a second.
Okay. Flirting with Sophie and Lydia again, huh?
Hey, Charlie, can I talk to you?
Well. Ooh. All right.
Hi, Charlie.
How
okay.
Are you?
Have See you later. Time.
I got it.
Okay, was I right?
Yep, it's ugly.
It really is.
Well, what I'm going to say is a little forward.
Oh, good.
There's someone I think I should get to know better. Someone who I think likes me too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think he wants to talk to me. I can see him trying, but he won't. I like him for that.
Well, maybe this guy needs you to make the first move.
That's why I'm talking to you.
Well, so, what do you know about this guy?
Well, I know he's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Different.
Yeah.
Intelligent. Handsome.
He's what?
He's handsome.
See, isn't it amazing if you have feelings for someone how you can start to see them as handsome?
Well, everyone thinks he is.
No, not everyone, believe me.
What are you talking about?
Nothing. It's great. It's great that he's all these things.
Yeah. Well, I've only seen him a few times. We've never even spoken. We just exchanged a couple of goofy looks.
So why are you telling me this?
He works for you. His name's Chris McConnell.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What's he like? No, don't tell me. I'll let it unfold. Since you're going to be working with him, maybe you could encourage him a little. He may not say anything all summer, and then I'll be gone.
If it comes up.
CD, thanks. I know I'm forward. You know, you were really great the other night. It's the first time I've ever seen anyone actually be brave.
Oh, I've been a lot braver since then. This time I want you to do it, Dave. I want you to cut the thing off! I'm tired of having a magnificent, fabulous, interesting nose. I want a cute little perv, little petite little button nose. Give me the American beauty, Dave.
CD, you know I can't.
Oh, yes, you can, Dave. You can do it. Get the knife. Cut me, Dave. Cut it.
Can't. Allergies to anesthetics are very, very dangerous. You know that. You've been in comas before.
You do it the old-fashioned way.
Don't be stupid.
I want to look like Diana Ross.
What you want is psychotherapy.
Yeah, I can hear it now. Get used to it. $85, please.
Look, see, have you ever thought that you were born with this nose for a reason?
Oh, yeah. Like opening Coke bottles. Oh, shit. Hey, Dave, could I look at those nose cards one more time?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks, Dave.
She's so beautiful. I saw her in that bar and she's so pretty.
She's interesting, too.
Interesting, yeah. Did you see her legs?
She's got a sense of humor, also.
She wants to meet me. You sure? I can't believe this. This is incredible. God, my third day here. Heard she's kind of smart, too. Astrology or something.
Astronomy, yeah.
Yeah, right. God, we're going to meet, really? God. So what do I do? What do I do?
Huh?
So what do I do? How do I meet her?
I don't know. How about if you walk up to her on the street and say hello?
Nah. I'd have to talk to her then.
What are you talking about?
Look, around you guys, I can relax. I can be myself. I'm funny, huh? You know that. But you get around women, gotta get a little... It's not that I don't like women. I like women, okay? But I just get a little nervous, that's all.
Okay, so get her telephone number and call her.
Pass. I'd have to talk to her then, for sure. I wanted to talk to you the other night real bad, but I didn't, because that's how I would have talked to her. Bad.
I see. So in other words, every time you meet a woman with a little charm and style and legs, you're going to turn around and run the other direction.
That's a great idea. In fact, that's brilliant.
Tough game, eh, ladies?
We're just on our way there.
Chris, you know what carpe diem is?
Can I fish? Fish bait? What?
No, no. It's Latin. It means seize the day. It means there may not be a tomorrow, so do it now. Seek life now while you're young, while you've got the chance.
You're telling me to go after Roxanne, huh?
No, I wouldn't. I'd wait. Mail her a letter.
Okay, light the thing. See how you do.
Go.
Come on, Jeez! Come on. Stevie, come here! I got it! Come here!
Yeah! You got it, all right. What?
I had to talk to Roxanne. You're right. I'm going to take a chance. Now, here's a girl who likes me. So what am I afraid of her for? She's no rocket scientist.
Well, actually, she is a rocket scientist.
Yeah, well, but out of all the guys in this town, she likes me, right? You said so. So what am I afraid of? Nothing. I'm going to do what you said. I'm going to write her a letter. I got away with words. Ask these guys. I'm always cracking them up. You see, this way I can plan out what to say. I can craft it. In a letter, I can be effort goddamn Besson.
Chief.
There you go.
Chief. We can't get it started.
I'll be out in a minute.
Okay.
Andy. Your coat's on fire.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think?
He's on fire!
Get his coat! Get his coat! Get his coat off!
Yeah, I got it!
No, not the gasoline! Not the gasoline!
Hi, CD.
Hi, Cindy.
Can I help you?
Yes, I have a friend who was looking for a cosmetic or wondering, you know, if one exists, that's sort of a shading type of an arrangement. Do you have anything like that that would be in a shading area?
Well, we have lots of blushes and things. Well, what specifically is it for?
She has this feature that she would like to, you know, de-emphasize.
I see. She's got this extra large feature, and she wants something to make it look a little smaller.
Exactly.
Well, I think a dark contour would be fine.
Great, great. Now, how would she go about, applying this...
Well, she would just shade the area of the feature to make it look like there would appear that more shadows and less actual acreage. I mean area of
I'll take it.
Okay, I'll get a fresh one from the back.
Thanks.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, hi. I talked to Chris for you.
Great. You think he's going to call me or something?
He wants to write you a letter.
A letter? Isn't that usually what you get at the end of a relationship?
No, actually, it's really romantic, you know, when you think about it. I'll explain it to you outside if you want.
CD, here's your blush.
Great. Could you gift wrap that for me, please?
Okay.
Oh, and these items I've decided against.
Okay. Got a girlfriend?
Oh, no. It's for my sister.
Oh, you have a sister?
No. It's for my sister's girlfriend. I'm not doing anything. No, it's just making some eggs. Yeah, sure. Come on over. Okay, bye.
I thought you should read the letter before I send it.
Great. Okay, we'll take a look at it. Just one second.
aesthetic.
That's quite an operation you have here.
Why, thank you.
Okay.
Here,
let's
take a look at that letter.
I think it's really good.
Dear Roxanne, how's it going? Want to have a drink sometime? If you do, check this box.
Well?
How long did you work on this?
Well, today, you know, since noon.
Noon. Chris, that's a very long time. Look, you can't send her this.
Well, what do you mean?
So here's what we're going to do. It's a good concept, you know, but I think for her it's got to be more interesting. Here,
I worked hard on that.
Take a pen. Take a pen. Sit down. Just let me ask you a question. How do you feel about her?
Me? About her?
Yeah, how did you feel when you first saw her?
Horny.
Okay. But you can't say I felt horny. You have to change it a little. You have to say, you know, I felt, moved. Alive. On fire.
That's beautiful.
Okay, now, how did you feel when you first spoke to her?
Like a dickhead.
No, you can't write. I felt like a dickhead. You have to say, you know, I felt like a child standing in the sun for the first time, feeling only your radiance.
Radiance. I like that. I'm going to underline that.
Okay, now, what did you do after you saw her?
I puked.
After seeing you, my only nourishment was you.
See, do you write the letter?
No, you're doing good. You do it.
You know how to say what I feel. You write it, and I'll sign it.
No. That's dangerous. That's lying.
Not if you write what I feel. Look, I'll just sign my name, and you write to Roxanne what you imagine I'm feeling. It'll work.
What I would imagine you're feeling.
Well, it's practically half written already.
Oh, no. You'd have to change that. That's just, you know, poetic baloney.
This is beautiful.
No. For Roxanne, see, you need something startling, something so strange that it would make her incapable of being reasonable.
Think you could do it?
I think it'd be an interesting challenge. You need a good pen.
Get your favorite pen.
Oh, these are good. These are good. All right. And some good paper, quality, that really takes the ink. Oh, the food!
My God, I'm taking care of it.
Okay.
You just take your time and...
Snowball.
fresh air. Oh,
let me show you a double binary. Just focus with that thing there.
You'll see it. You'll see it. I'm on a schedule. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Roxanne, what's a light year?
Same as a regular year, only it has less calories.
What is it?
It's actually two pairs of stars revolving around each other, but they're so far away they look like one.
What keeps them together?
Mutual attraction.
Hmm, that's fairly romantic.
Yeah. Strange attractors in my window of possible movement.
Say again?
Passionate kisses I hope you'll read with your lips.
Roxanne.
Sorry. This is something from a letter I got.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. An amazing letter.
You liked it?
I didn't like it. I loved it.
Whose letter?
Chris.
He can write.
I'm melting. Let me show you that dumbbell nebula. There's something I don't get. Here's a guy who dodges me for days. So I figure, okay, he's not interested. But CD tells me he wants to write me a letter, and I figure it's going to be about why he won't talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not. It was strange and intelligent and sexual.
Hey, wait a minute. Why is he writing? He only lives a block and a half away.
Charlie.
What do you want me to do? Ask him out for you?
She wants a date?
CD, it's all because of you.
Hey, come on. Hey. What's the matter?
She wants to see me tonight?
Yeah.
I can't see her tonight. I'm dying already. I'm a wreck. It's only 3 o'clock.
Hey, just relax. Come here. Relax. Come on.
Guy, you gotta help me. If I talk to her, I'll die.
Okay. Here's what we'll do. I'll give you something to memorize, and then you can just say it.
No, I can't memorize. Of course you can
memorize. No, anyone can memorize. Say the Pledge of Allegiance. You memorized that, didn't you? Come on.
I did.
Come on, I got your hand. Come on.
I said, I pledge allegiance to the flag of which country? I don't know. I'm nervous.
Right, we're going to think of something. We're going to think of something now. Oh, boy.
Hi.
Hi.
No letter this time, just face to face.
Yeah.
Want to sit outside?
Do I want to sit outside? Yes.
Here?
Here on the porch. Yes.
Great.
We can sit right here.
Yeah, great. It's a lovely evening.
Oh, yes. It is an exquisite evening. Filled with mysterious portents, magic, and romance.
Why are you wearing that hat?
Because...
Don't panic. Stay calm. Because tonight, I am a hunter.
Because tonight, I am a hunter.
hunting for words.
That's good. That's okay. That's okay.
Am I your prey?
Yes. But not a defenseless one.
Yes. But not a defenseless one. Not a rabbit. You are the lioness.
Alert and sensitive.
Alert and sensitive to every misstep.
I see.
Get ready to move a little closer to her.
Therefore, I must move silently. Moving in toward you.
Reach out your hand.
My hand outreaching to car three. Car three, proceed to the 279.
What?
Confirm? Car three, confirm?
Confirm what?
Confirm.
Confirm my feelings. Confirm my feelings.
Confirm my feelings.
Yes.
Because there is a heart here that wants yours to know. There's a possible 502 on Main. Proceed to Main.
What?
Proceed to Main. You confirm? Possible 502.
Oh, phew. Phew.
You're not a hunter anymore?
Not a hunter? No, yeah. It's really nice out, isn't it? It's really, 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 what's the word I'm looking for? It's nice. Nice out.
Yeah, nice, that's it.
So now you're the weatherman? I loved your letter. It was beautiful. Where'd you learn to write like that?
The usual places.
Seemed very extemporaneous.
Thank you.
Say something. Something wonderful like in your letter.
Let's see.
I know, you can tell me about the night.
The night, is very, extemporaneous.
What?
It's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah?
The night is wild. Like love can be wild.
Love is wild. Wild and extemporaneous.
Yes. Say something romantic.
Why do birds suddenly appear every time you're near?
Isn't that from a song?
Well, they made it into a song.
And you wrote the song?
No, but I like that song. I like it.
You use your own words.
You have a great body. Your knockers. Your breasts. Your breasts are like melons. Not melons, like pillows. Can I fluff your pillows? Maybe.
I have to go in there.
Oh, wait, June 85.
What?
Weren't you the Playmate of the Month, June 85?
Shit. Can I fluff your pillows?
Okay, I got flustered. I panicked.
Oh. Look, you gotta help me. She wanted me. It was working.
I don't think I could after that.
Look, she wants somebody who looks like me and talks like you.
Wait a minute.
No, hey, come here. Come here.
Don't make me do it. No, you stand here under the window. I'll be over there outside. I'll whisper to you what to say.
Wait. What if she hears you? Just go. Roxanne!
No, here. Use this. Could you go easy for once in your life?
God damn it! What the hell do you think you're doing?
I'm sorry. Hold on! Roxanne, you gotta listen to me. I got a lot to say. I want to say.
Go away!
Roxanne, wait, wait, just wait. I just want to tell you that.
Tell me what? That I'm really built?
No, nothing like. Oh! Oh! Wait,
Oh, you were an idiot.
I was an idiot, Roxanne.
You bet you were.
Roxanne, wait, come here. Wait, stop.
Stevie, help me.
I want to say that I was. Yeah, I was an idiot, and you're right. I was really.
Happy? Dizzy. Thirsty.
This is stupid. This is stupid. Yeah, I was stupid and I was also
tripping, fumbling.
I was a stupid, fumbling, pointer.
Pointer?
No, stupid ass. Yeah.
So why'd you say those things?
Why did he say those things?
Tell her you were afraid.
Because I was afraid.
Of me? What do you mean you're afraid? You're afraid of what?
Tell her you were afraid of words.
What?
Words.
Because I was afraid of worms, Roxanne. Worms.
Worm?
What are you saying to me?
Words, Roxanne.
It's too hard. Give me your coat.
Words. They're all used up. They're hard to say. They've all been wasted.
Give it to me.
On the shampoo commercial, and the ads, and the flavorings. All those beautiful words. I mean, how can you love a floor wax? How can you love a diaper? I mean, how can I use the same word about you that someone else uses about a stuffing? I'm exploding with love for you, and I can't use the word.
I can't hear you.
It's because my words have to rise up, and they're having trouble finding you.
You're not having trouble hearing me?
Well, your voice floats down. But be careful. One hard word from you at that height kills me.
Give me your hat. Oh, shit.
Your voice sounds different.
Of course it's different. I don't have to be careful anymore. I'm protected by the night. I can be myself, Roxanne. Oh, God. Your name is like a knife.
Sure, I can see you.
No!
Why?
My voice. Only my voice. You don't need to see me. Just listen to me. I know I only have a minute here to talk to you, and I was just wondering if what I wrote to you touched you.
It did. It was eloquent.
Oh, no. Not eloquent. Just honest. See? I am in orbit around you. I'm suspended, weightless over you. Like the blue man in the Chagall. Just hovering, hanging over you in a delirious kiss. Yesterday on the street, I swore I heard your name. I swore I heard someone say it. And I turned, and there was nobody there. Just five birds rising off the ground. And when their wings hit the air, I heard your name again. And just for that second, I was one of them. Pounding out your name, Roxanne. Roxanne. Word of two syllables locked inside my head. You see, I am, and I will always be, the one who loved you without limits.
What are you talking about? It's too much.
Go on.
It's working. Go on.
This is my whole life right now. Standing here, talking to you like this, saying things I've wanted to say but couldn't.
Why couldn't you talk to me?
Because I was afraid of having you laugh at me.
It's so silly.
No. Not if you knew. When you're reaching for a star, there's a long way to fall. I almost never let this moment happen. And now I feel sorry for people for whom it never comes.
I love you. I have breathed you in, and I am suffocating. I am crazy. I can't go on. This is all too much.
I'm starting to feel a little dizzy.
And I'm starting to feel a little drunk. Because I have made you tremble up there. And you are trembling, aren't you?
Like a leaf on a tree.
I want to make love to you.
Shut up, Chris!
What?
I was telling myself to shut up because this time I've gone too far.
I'll tell you when you've gone too far.
She wants us.
Look at CD. It's okay.
Sooner or later, you can do it.
Come on. Come on. Come on, CD. Do it. Do it.
Roxanne, don't think I don't know you. Don't think I haven't felt you beneath me. And I know you've imagined it. You have, haven't you, lying back into your bed with me?
I have.
There will never be another tonight, Roxanne. Why should we sip from a teacup when we can drink from the river? There's a tiny word. It's not a noun. It's not a verb. It's not an adjective. I don't know what it is. But if you said it to me tonight, all this blackness would go away. And you and I would be connected by a tunnel of light.
What is the word, Chris?
Yes. Yes, Roxanne.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, Chris.
Yes.
Great. We did it. We did it. CD? CD, we were great.
I think I'm in love.
Oh, God, I did it. Oh, shit, I did it.
Hey, it's 2 minutes.
Oh, hey, Dave. Are you all right? Did you hurt yourself?
Where am I?
You're in Nelson.
Nelson? Why, I'm home. They brought me home. Bye. What day is it?
Friday. Dallas is on.
Friday. Then it took no time. It didn't exist in time.
What?
Spacecraft. I was walking along. A spacecraft landed right in front of me.
Tell us. I read about this in the Inquirer. Did it have lights on it?
Lights! You never saw so many lights. It was like Broadway. Then this door opened. A creature came out. Had big suckers on his palms. He walked like this.
Ooh.
And he took his palms, put them right on my face. Took me over to Roxanne's house.
Mm.
They said they wanted to observe me.
At Roxanne's house?
That's where they are right now.
Ah, oh, this is bullshit. Well, Miss Dallas, come on, girls, let's go.
Oh, okay.
You think I'm next?
No.
They wanted to ask me about older women.
Why?
Because they wanted to have sex with them.
Where?
Here, right here in Nelson. They wanted to start a colony of supermen who would have sex with older women because, they said, and I quote, they really know what they're doing.
We do?
It's been so long.
Girls, do you actually believe that there are creatures from outer space who want to have sex with older women? Let's go and check it out.
I was nervous last night. Comfortable, I don't know. Believe me, I didn't say anything, though. I'm too dumb. I mean, I'm too smart for that.
What do you mean nervous? How nervous?
Real nervous. Yeah, nervous.
Real nervous. I mean, so nervous that you couldn't...
Hey, CD. Yeah, come on, you know. It's embarrassing, huh?
Yeah.
kill him. I couldn't do it a third time.
Oh. This is the moment we've all been waiting for. Let Oktoberfest begin!
I don't know, this damn town, you can't get anything going here. Shit!
Thanks, sir.
Hi.
Hi.
That's nice.
Did he hit?
Yeah.
Steve!
Yeah, here.
I'm catching a plane in 20 minutes.
Why?
I got a call from the university. I was right about the comet.
God, that's fantastic.
I wanted to tell you first. You're the one person who could appreciate it.
That is, congratulations. That's great. You're famous.
Is Chris around?
Oh, no, I haven't seen him.
Well, maybe you can tell him where I am. I'm going to be gone about a week. Here's my address.
Okay.
Ask him to write me.
All right.
And tell him to knock me over, okay?
Yeah.
I was walking on air. Now I'm walking on feathers on pillows on air. Bye.
Bye.
Here?
Yeah.
Strap?
Yeah, a little bit. It's okay. I can put on my sweater if I get...
That's really funny. You can get so many guys in here with no sense of humor. No sense of humor at all. I think a sense of humor is really important, don't you?
Yeah, I think it's real important.
Okay. One hand of lowball for you, Greg.
What's lowball?
You try and get the worst hand.
Okay, a low ball for a high ball.
You're right. You could be a dealer in Vegas. I know because I went to Tahoe with a girlfriend of mine. We're moving there in 3 days.
Oh, yeah?
See, they like young cocktail waitresses there. And you can make big money. I heard one girl got a $10,000 tip from a gambler that got lucky.
$10,000?
$10,000.
That'd be nice.
Then when I'm older, I'll probably move to Reno where they like older cocktail waitresses. Besides, it's only 60 miles away. What do you got?
I got a 9, 7, a 5, a 3, and a deuce.
That's the worst hand I ever saw. You win.
Okay.
Where are you from?
Albuquerque.
Albuquerque. It's an old bar bet. Really?
Yeah.
Know where I really want to go?
Where?
San Francisco.
I've been there.
You've been there?
Yeah.
Really? What's it like?
Oh, it's great. I'm really a 49ers fan.
Yeah?
Not so much the Giants, though. In the Redwoods, I should see them. I just like to go there and just be. I always take like a meat sandwich with me when I go.
I think it's so great you've traveled. You're really interesting.
I try to be.
I think when one person finds another person interesting, then they become interesting to that person. You see Roxanne, don't you?
Well, you know, kind of, but not...
I better quit talking to you. She's kind of a friend of mine.
We can talk. That's no problem.
Okay. Next, I bet you're going to tell me you've been to New York.
I've been to New York.
Jeez, I was just kidding, and you really have?
Yeah.
God.
My name's Chris.
I know. I'm Sandy.
It's good to meet you.
Thanks.
Come on. Yeah, here we go. Yeah.
You love the little birdies so much, you give them this to perch on.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Fine.
Yeah.
Bye, Stephen.
Hi, Stevie.
Hey, hi. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Sleep on and brush your teeth with.
Huh?
It's a riddle. What can you sit on, sleep on, and brush your teeth with?
I don't know.
A chair, a bed, and a toothbrush.
Your wine? Right here. Chief? Thanks.
Thanks.
What's the point?
The point is that sometimes the answer is so obvious that you don't see it. It's as plain as the nose on your face. You should tell her.
Tell who what?
Tell Roxanne that you love her.
Actually, I already told her.
You did?
Last week. I mean, loved her.
Well, great. Great.
Well, I mean, it wasn't actually me. You know, it was just sort of me. But I was the one who said all the right things, and I made her feel the right way. And, you know, it just wasn't the actual me who did the honors.
This is the deadest place I've ever seen.
Hey, Dixie, have you been serving that tripe quiche again?
Chuck, how come you're not wearing your fur? I thought you were off tonight.
Chris asked me to stand in for him. Roxanne called. She's coming to town. He picked her up around 6:30.
Gotta tell him about the letter!
Charlie!
Stevie!
I don't know what there was.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
Andy.
Hey,
what's
the
C date?
I don't know exactly.
Strange.
Are you hungry?
All right.
Probably just kids.
Okay.
Damn kids nowadays.
So, do you know why I came back?
Oh, God, there was that doorbell again.
That's not a doorbell.
Yeah, I heard it. I think you should answer it. Wait, there was one again. I heard it.
Yes.
Probably some kids. Come on, I'll get it then. I'll get it. You,
Chris, there's no doorbell.
Don't worry, okay? I'll take care of all this. Destroy this. There it was again.
Oh. Don't be surprised if she mentioned some letters.
What?
You wrote her a few letters.
I did?
How many?
Three a day.
Three a day.
She's been on 6 days.
Six times three is 18.
Well, 20.
20
or so,
yeah.
Nobody there.
Chris? Do you know why I came back early?
Well,
every day, every hour, you sent me something new. I couldn't stand it anymore. I had to see you.
Well, there's just letters. 20 or so.
Think of what you wrote.
Well, I'm trying.
Wait. I want to know the real you.
No, not the real me.
The one I spoke to that night at the window.
This is the real me. You know, good old Chris. I like hanging out. I like mixing it up. You know, lifting weights. I'm into my body.
Chris, you don't have to do that with me. I know you from your letters. That's the person I'm in love with.
Couldn't I just be cute? Couldn't I, huh?
Chris, don't you see? It wouldn't even matter if you were ugly.
No.
I want you to teach me what you know.
I can play the guitar a little.
I want to travel with you.
No, I hate pasta.
I want to go to concerts with you.
You mean we could boogie or what?
We can talk, Chris. We can just talk.
Roxanne, I'm feeling a little, not feeling good, Roxanne. I gotta go.
So, you coming or not?
Yeah.
Gonna tell her?
I can't.
Chris, you have to tell her. It isn't nice.
Look, you got any paper? I could write her. I got a lot of experience with that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I have some paper in the glove compartment. I'll get it.
Chief. Yeah, hey. Roxanne called.
You'll be okay.
You sounded real weird. She wants you to come over right away.
Jerry. Well, Jerry,
he owes me 50
Jerry.
Bucks.
You animal.
Come in.
What is it?
Read this.
Dear Roxanne, I've met somebody else and she's real cute too. I hope I haven't hurt you, but I probably did. It was really great knowing you, and now I'm going to be a dealer in Tahoe. Yours truly, T-R-U-L-E-Y. Chris.
And then I found this along with it under the door. Read it. Read it out loud.
All day long, I think, where is she? What is she doing now? Occasionally,
I see you on the street, and I feel the nerves in my stomach, a wave crashing over me. It's so him.
Go on.
I remember everything about you, every move, no matter how insignificant it might seem. July 11th, 2:30 in the afternoon. You changed your hair. Not that much, but I noticed. And it was as though I had looked at the sun too long. I could close my eyes and see it again and again. The way your hair moved, your walk, your dress, everywhere I looked.
It's nice, isn't it?
It has a... If it...
Finish it.
I did. It just runs out.
You have to turn it over.
C.D. wrote this, Call Me Dixie.
I went through all of the other letters, Charlie. They're all in the same hand. It was your voice that night under the balcony. Chris didn't write those letters, you did.
Yeah.
All this time, right there in front of me, and I couldn't even see you. You bitch!
Ow!
How could you do this to me? How could you trick me like that?
Trick me? What kind of trick? You're trying to feel
play with me. You're playing with my emotions.
I wasn't playing with you. You could have figured it out.
Oh, so now it's my fault.
As much as it is mine, the signatures don't even match the handwriting on the letters.
When you're getting love letters, you don't go around trying to compare the signature to the handwriting.
You want to know why? Because you wanted to believe it. You wanted it all. All the romance and all the emotion, all wrapped up in a cute little nose and a cute little ass.
You even got me in bed.
Yeah, what about that? You went to bed with him on your first date.
Only because you seduced me, I would have never gone to bed.
You still went to bed with him awfully fast. A few frilly words and you're counting ceiling tiles.
I don't even consider that I went to bed with him.
Well, somebody was up there. And it's for goddamn sure it wasn't me!
Oh, yeah, well, who was it, you? Who was it then? Chris couldn't have seduced me.
This is the very point I was making to Dixie.
You told him. Dixie?
Well, I just meant I didn't even... Hey!
You son of a witch! You bastard! How can you lie? How can you have said those things?
I wasn't lying. I was trying to tell you how I felt about you.
If you felt that way, you sure have a lousy way of telling someone. Just get out. Go on, get out!
Wait a second. I am out. You get in.
No, get out!
Get in! Get in! Go on! Get off this porch! Go on! Get off the porch!
Fine!
Go on! Hey, don't try throwing my hat at me! You want to know what the rest of the letter said? It said, P.S. I was only kidding! 10 more seconds and I'm leaving!
What did you say?
I said, 10 more seconds and I'm leaving. Wait a minute, what'd you think I said?
I thought you said earn more sessions by sleeving.
Well, what the hell does that mean?
I don't know, that's why I came out.
Ten! Nine! Eight! Seven!
Hey, Chief, Chris came and took all his stuff.
Fire somewhere.
Fire. higher.
Get in the gear.
All right, let's go. Come on, you guys. Let's go. Take the gear. All
Charlie.
Doesn't quite work, does it?
I went inside and I thought what it was about Chris that attracted me. It wasn't the way he looked. Well, that's not true. At first it was the way he looked. It was how he made me feel. He made me feel romantic. Intelligent. Feminine. But it wasn't him doing that to me. It was you. All these other men, Charlie, they've got flat, featureless faces. No character. No fire. No nose. Charlie, you have a big nose. You have a beautiful, great, big flesh and bone nose. I love your nose. I love your nose, Charlie. I love you, Charlie. Well?
Are you kidding?
The comet.
Oh, yeah. Good old Comet Kowalski.
No, Comet Charlie.
Oh, hey. That's nice.
Yeah, it's my dad's name.
Oh. Well, he'll be so happy.